A lot of people who grew up in Seattle are nostalgic for the good old days, but not Jason Schmidt. His childhood growing up in the 70s and 80s here and around the Pacific Northwest was marked by poverty, drug busts, and violence. He's written a memoir about it, and Nancy Pearl told Marcy Silman it left her spellbound.
You know, my feelings about memoirs are, I have a love-hate relationship with memoirs. I know that the first two letters of memoir is me, so I know that's what it's going to be about. We're given a good hint about that. But the memoirs that I like tend to be ones that look at life without, poor me, didn't I have it awful. And Jason, in this memoir, which is his first book, manages to do that. And yet, what happened to him, the upbringing that he had, was awful. And there's no way of getting around that. But there is no, it's painfully honest, painful in a good way. You don't feel that he's hiding anything. He grew up with being raised by a hippie father, and he was born in 1972. He started life in Eugene, Oregon, and then after a brush with the police, his father, a drug bust basically, his father moved the two of them up to Seattle, where they squatted in various houses for many, many, many years. His father, the book opens with this, so I don't think I'm giving anything away, but his father develops AIDS, and Jason's life doesn't begin to turn around, really, until he's in his pretty late teens, I would say a junior in high school, when the man who has volunteered to come clean house for people who are suffering from AIDS really takes him under his wing, helps him get accepted at Evergreen, pays for what Jason can't afford to pay for despite the scholarship, and says to him, I'm doing this for you because somebody did it for me.
Oh, how nice.
Yes. And while that wasn't the, you know, that wasn't the glorious door opening, it wasn't like Evergreen was Oz and, you know, once you get there, everything is beautiful and in Technicolor. That, I think, was the first time, that was the start on the road to Jason's becoming whole, I think. Yeah.
I remember reading about this, I believe, in the Seattle Times. There was a profile of him. And one of the things that I wondered, and I guess I wonder this about every memoir, is how much this individual, the me of memoir, reflects maybe a time and an era where that's a little more universal than just Jason's story. I don't know if that's the case with this book.
Yeah. I mean, I think certainly, I think everyone in the book is an individual. So I don't think his father stands. I don't think you can say all hippies were like his father, that is quick to anger and really manhandling Jason. I mean, he downplays the kind of physical violence that his father inflicted on him in moments of anger. But it's painful to read about, I found. But I think that what this is a portrait of. Do you remember Hemingway said, I've been thinking about this quote from Hemingway where he says, the world breaks everyone and some are strong at the broken places. I'm going to interview Jason for the Book Less TV show. And that's how I want to start the interview, because I wonder if he feels that his upbringing made him stronger.
I've been mulling a lot on the definition of the word resilience. We've been hearing a lot of stories from Central Washington and
yes.
What people have done to sort of carry on. And I wonder if there's some people who show the strength when they are tested. And I always wonder what would happen to me.
Yeah, I think that that you can look back on your childhood, and it, you know, every childhood has high points and low points, but I haven't read a memoir except for Mary Carr's The Liars Club, which is very different than A List of Things That Didn't Kill Me. But I haven't read a memoir about childhood that does quite that affects me emotionally the way The Liars Club did and A List of Things That Didn't Kill Me.
The author is Jason Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T, local guy. The book, a memoir, A List of Things That Didn't Kill Me. I really look forward to reading it, Nancy.
Good.
Nancy Pearl is the author of the Book Lust series and host of the Seattle Channel television show of the same name. She talked with Marcy Silman.